الحمد لله وكفى وسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. Today we had to speak on something else, but in Allah's wisdom, what happened yesterday, the unfortunate event that took place, so let us see what our attitude must be and what lessons we must learn from there. It was this attempted armed robbery that had taken place, and in that it is either a punishment from Allah Ta'ala, or it is a test from Allah Ta'ala, or Allah wants to raise the position. Always remember this, when it is worth, take it for yourself, with regard to yourself, that it is a punishment. If this happened to somebody else, take it that it was a test, or that Allah wants to raise the position. For yourself, don't take it that I'm very pious, so Allah, I'm fit for a test, that's why Allah is testing us. Or that Allah wants to raise my position. And when it's for somebody else, we say it's a punishment. No, take it the other way. When it's for yourself, take it as a punishment from Allah, and that our some gunas, our wrongs, because of that, Allah wants to punish us. And in the punishment also, there are different aspects of it. One is as a punishment. One is a punishment like you are angry with somebody, you punish the person. One is your son, your child has done something wrong, your student, you love him, you punish him, but to cleanse him.
It's a long story, I can't go into detail, but nevertheless he channeled this water to a particular pond, and this water would come to this pond, and people now use the water from this particular pond. It is mentioned that some people after some time, they started urinating in this water, messing up the water, so Abdul Muttalib would come every morning and he would clean up the pond and let it refill. But after some time he got frustrated, he wrote it down and he put it into a container. And now he started casting lots. Every time he picked up, the name of Abdullah, the father of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, came out. So he made up the decision that this is the son that has to be slaughtered. So he took Abdullah, and now he is going to slaughter Abdullah. So the daughters, the sisters of Abdullah, started crying, the aunties of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam. In South Africa, it's a non-Muslim country, so here there's no law of hudud and qitaal. For example, you kill somebody, so you must be killed in return. This doesn't apply in South Africa. Qitaal does not apply. Hudud also doesn't apply. For example, a person, na'udhu billah, he gets involved in drinking wine, he won't be left. But the law of deen applies in South Africa as well. A person is negligent, he is right. In another place, there's an exchange. What is the purpose of salah? Wa aqim as-salah li-dhikri. Allah Ta'ala says, establish salah for my dhikr, for my remembrance. So salah is for the remembrance of Allah. But salah is not complete without durood sharif in the end. So why is that durood sharif in the end also? Because we know the condition of our salah. Where our mind is in the first rakat, in the second rakat, how long it takes to recite also. But it is so powerful. Your namaz it will bring to acceptance. Your dua it will bring to acceptance. All your ibadah that you will do, durood sharif will bring it to acceptance. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us the tawfiq of reciting abundant durood daily upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah ta'ala give us the true love of Nabi alayhi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Had reached a person any deen, but just by the things around us and the brains Allah has given us, a person can realize and deduce the qudrat, the greatness, the tawheed, the oneness of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala says, أَلَمْ تَرَوْا كَيْفَ خَلَقُ اللَّهُ السَّبْعَ السَّمَاوَاتٍ طِبَاقًا. Kya tumne nas that it is in the sky, but below the sky the moon is, and Allah Ta'ala has made it nur, a source of light, a source of calm light, not very heavy light like the sun. وَجَعَلَ الشَّمْسَ سِرَاجًا. Aur rakha suraj ko chiraagh jalta hua. And Allah brought the moon at night, which gives a light, a very little light compared to the sun, by which also man benefits tremendously. So Allah Ta'ala says, by all this also, any person can deduce and understand that there is a creator, that there is the one and only Allah, that the zameen se jamaka. And Allah Ta'ala has made you grow from the earth like plants. If a person just ponders a little bit, you'll see the reality of this ayat also. The first of mankind, Adam alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah made him from sand. So, and from sand everything grows. وَيُخْرِجُكُمْ إِخْرَاجًا پھر مقرر ڈالے گا تم کو اس میں اور نکالے گا تم کو باہر. Then Allah Ta'ala will return you to the sand again. When a person dies, he goes into the ground, into the qabr, into the ground. And for most of us, our body decomposes everything. Then he can understand that. وَاللَّهُ جَعَلَ لَكُمُ الْأَرْضَ بِسَاطًا اور اللہ نے بنا دیا تمہارے لئے زمین کو بچھونا. And Allah Ta'ala has made the earth and spread it out for you. This world for us is very, very big it is. But for Allah, it is one small, nice Allah Ta'ala. And we should be thankful and obey His commandments. That is what Allah Ta'ala wants from us. And then Allah Ta'ala says, لِتَسْلُكُ مِنْهَا سُبُلًا فِجَاجًا تَاكِ چَلُوا اُسْمِنْ كُشَادَ رَسْتَ And so that you may walk on this earth in the spacious roads that Allah Ta'ala has made. Today he makes dua, he makes somebody's khidmat, he earns his living, and with the correct intention and the correct way, all these spacious roads Allah has made, by which a person's heart also becomes spacious and it becomes his mind opens up. And the other side are the narrow roads of guna. When a person commits guna, then Allah Alaihi Wasallam said, رَأَيْتُ اللَّيْلَةَ رَجُلَيْنِ أَتَانِي I saw two men coming to me at night, that is in the dream. And these two men were actually Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam and Mikael alayhi salatu wasalam, who appeared in the dream in human form. In Tisuraqa, that Rabi, the daughter of Bara, and she is the mother of Haritha ibn Suraqa. Atatin Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam faqalat. She came to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and she posed this question. Ya Rasulallah, atuhaddithuni an Haritha sil'ala. And your son has reached the highest stages of Jannat, Firdaus. And the highest stages, Firdaus, A'la. As it comes in the hadith that when you ask of Allah, ask Him of not only of Jannat, but Firdaus, the highest stages in Jannat. And this is a reality which is happening all the time. We all are well aware, he's a great VIP. He will be treated like a great VIP. Yeah, everyone feels that nobody likes me, nobody cares about me, and nobody thinks about me. There, everyone will be thinking about you, and you'll be treated like a king, like a great VIP there, and that will be forever and ever. No diseases there. Allah alayhi wa sallam. فَذَهَبْتُ أَكْشِفُ عَنْ وَجْهِهِ And as it is common, as a son, the feeling he had for his father, he went forward to go and open the face to look at his father. فَنَهَانِ قَوْمٌ All the people stopped me, don't look. It can be for two reasons, or it can be for both reasons. One is, it is not right to...
جسم نہیں دیا تیرا جسم کتنا اچھا اور خصوصاً جوانی میں آپ لوگ کی جو عمر ہے 20-25 سال کی عمر میں بہت اچھی جو نعمت ہے صحت کی لیکن قدر ہم کم کرتے وَنُرَوِّكَ مِنَ الْمَاءِ الْبَارِدِ اور کیا میں نے تجھے تھندا پانی نہیں پلایا کیا نعمت اللہ آدمی کو ہمیشہ دعا کرنی چاہے اللہم حاسبنا حساب یسیرا اور حساب یسیرا حضرت عائشہ رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ نے نبی کریم صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم سے اس کا مطلب پوچھا فرمایا کہ اللہ تعالی ایسے انعام اعمال دے کے چلے جاؤ اور ہمارے زمانے میں ہماری شیخ اس کو بہت اچھی نبی پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم کے صدقے میں اور یہ حدیث مبارکہ کے صدقے میں اللہ ہم سب کو پوری امت کو حساب یسیرا نصیب فرمائے کوئی آپ کو اٹینڈ نہیں کرتا پھر بعد میں جب پوچھتے تو وہ بھی آپ کے طرف توجہ نہیں دیتے یہاں قیامت کے روز کیسا ہوگا کتنا لمبا دن ہوگا اور پوری عمر یہ قصہ لکھا ہے کہ ایک آدمی ایک بادشاہ تھا اور اس کے انتقال کا وقت قریب آیا ملکیت مجھے مل گئی تو کہا میں تیار ہوں. بادشاہ مر گیا. قصہ ہے, ایسے واقعہ نہیں ہے, قصہ ہے, لیکن اس میں عبرت بہت ہے. تو پھر وہ مر گیا بادشاہ, اس کو دفن کر دیا اس کے ساتھ. اگلے دن اس کو جا کے وہاں فرشتے آئے, منکر نکیر, سوال کو کرنے والے. تو انہوں نے کہا ہمیشہ تو ایک ہی کہ ہوں گے پرانے قسم کے, لیکن جیسے بھی وہ کہاں سے تجھے ملے. وہ اس کا جواب نہیں دے پا سکا پوری رات. اور ادھر وہ لوگ نے دفعہ قبر کھولی اس کو نکالنے کے لیے. تو اس نے کہا کہ ریت کا پتریتمن کہ تو بادشاہ بن گیا, آدھی ملکیت تیری. تو کہا نہیں رے بابا بھائی, یہ مجھے نہیں چاہیے. جب ایک وعن مالہ من این اکتسبہ وفیما انفقہ, اور اس کے مال کے بارے میں اسے پوچھا جائے گا کہ کہاں سے کمایا اور کہاں خرچ کیا, جائز حلال طریقے سے کمایا, ناجائز طریقے سے کمایا اور کہاں خرچ کیا, یہ سب پوچھا جائے گا. وماذا عمل فیما.
We are still in this surah, Surah Al-Qamar, where after the ma'jiza, the miracle of the splitting of the moon was shown, and the people of Makkah did not believe. Then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala reminds them of the various nations who did not believe in Allah Ta'ala, who worshipped idols. Punishment, a wind, a storm, and that storm was such that it carried stones with it, and it went directly, it was like laser bombs. For whom it was meant, it went directly to that person. And we sent this very, very strong wind, the storm with stones in it, and it went to, and it went, and these people, amongst all the people, people are disobeying Allah, breaking their laws. But those who observe the laws of Allah Ta'ala, Allah will protect them. وَلَقَدْ أَنذَرَهُمْ بَطْشَتَنَا فَتَمَارُوا بِالنُّذُرِ. اور وہ ڈر چکا تھا ان کو ہمارے پکڑے سے, پھر لگے of theirs, and they wanted to fulfill their desires of these young boys as well. So they came to the house of Lut alayhi salatu wasalam. He stopped them, he locked the door, but they broke down the door. At that time, فَطَمَسْنَا أَعْيُونَهُمْ, بس ہم نے مٹا دی ان کی آنکھیں. We sent Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam to them. And that was an adab that we had sent, a rain of stone upon them. And in other places in the Quran Sharif we read that Jibreel alayhi salatu wasalam lifted them up on the very corner edge of his one wing, up into the air, into the skies, and threw them down upside down.
Jannat will come, but you are in Jannat already. وَلِمَنْ خَافَ مَقَامَ رَبِّهِ جَنَّتَانِ. A person who had the fear of Allah, two jannats Allah promises that person. According to one tafsir, jannatun fi dunya. Allah don't need a drawing board, a drawing room where you make all your plans. Allah alone, He's one. What a khallaqi alim. What knowledge of Allah Ta'ala. So Allah Ta'ala's great kamal, the great perfection of Allah. You see the thought of Allah Ta'ala, nothing. The housewife, especially when there's even ordinary in the house, normal days, she will set the dastarkhan, not with all the extra, but neat, everything properly, the spoon, the plate, everything, and so on. On top, they put that mint leaves also. When it comes to the man, you notice nothing whatsoever. No appreciation. وَكَأَيِّمْ مِنْ آيَةٍ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Allah says, what did the house lady do? How many wives complain things in the body? Allahu Akbar. How you eating, you picking up your hand. How you thinking when you're talking. How the brain is working. Just imagine a person is talking all the time. The brain, it's not just that it was pre-recorded or something. At that moment, live, the brain never forget anything. I never make a mistake. He makes the biggest blunder. Hey, Allah is the one who controls everything. Think of Allah Ta'ala. مجھے ہر دو عالم گوارا نہیں. If I don't have your love, O Allah, both these worlds mean nothing, thousand strong. And came fully prepared with the woman also to sing songs and tasjeeh, to encourage them to fight, annihilate the Muslims, kill them today. The women were also worth everything. At that time, Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, we've got a choice. We're keeping a beard. We don't want to keep a beard. We don't want to dress according to sunnah. We don't want to live as Muslims. We are shy. They gave their blood. We can't give a drop of sweat also. They ate dande kha ke deen ka kaam kiya. Now the malaika, they are thronging around and they are saying, who we told you, O Allah, that these people are going to cause fasad. Now in your muhabbat they are sitting. And when these people make these great sacrifices for Islam, the farishta get astonished. Through his muhabbat for a mortal, for his layla, he has taught mankind how to make muhabbat with Allah. So what halal muhabbat, what and what heaven. In fact, our sheikh mentions this many times and asked Mir Sahib to mention it. Mir Sahib saw that nazara. Mir Sahib and Hazrat came to Pakistan. They also migrated, came to Pakistan. One day, it was family of Mir Sahib. He went and visited them. So when he went and visit, it was at evening, night after Maghrib, after Isha. And this person do, even humans love, jais love, even haram love, what and what don't people do? What to say of the love of Allah? Love, Allah is the creator of love. The place of love is the heart. Allah is the creator of that heart. The controller of the heart is, and he went in the jungles and they're looking for Allah. Sun le mere nale, sun le mere nale, e mere Allah, e mere Allah. Listen to my pleas, listen to my cries in the middle of the jungle, middle of the night. Mujhe ab refresh our mind. In Saudi Arabia, a real instance that happened in one province, a girl was going to get married. So everything, all arrangements, everything, her friends came as usual, made her makeup and made her beautiful. Allah took her role. So if a person sacrifices for Allah, Allah shows his love also like that. Maza unko aya jo is sange dar par. Those people enjoyed who came on this threshold, a reflection of the love of Allah, that heart that is void of even the reflection of the love of Allah. Wadil sabka ho par tumhara nahi. That heart can be everyone's, but it is not your heart, O Allah Ta'ala. Kabhi to, in your love, O Allah. Allah gives this occasions, whether it is sometimes you at Rosai Mubarak, sometimes you are making your tawaf, and what condition Allah brings over you. It's a rare gift, it doesn't come all the time. But when it comes, it's a great guest from Allah. Sometimes, then see the value of that sajda. In our masjids, wherever we are, we're moving different places. Today, Ya Allah, you accept where I find my head in your sajda for you. What a place that is. Na hargiz mera sar ho aur ghair like strangers to you. They don't have that connection. May Allah bless us, inshallah. Yehi phir paroge ya koi aur paroge? Zikr kara do. Quarter past is azan, ne? Haan, zikr kara do.
Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Guzri gunahon mein umr sari, ae mere maula, ae mere bari, kya hashr hari, ae mere maula, ae mere bari, ajaye ab to meri bhi bari, ae mere maula, ae mere bari, kab tak rahegi ghaflat ye tani, kab mera astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, ye hal ye san ye sal mera, astaghfirullah, astaghfirullah, bas ab kehe bal bal mera, astaghfir kar de har dam karun main, ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Dunya ki ulfat dil se mita gaya, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Maqsood mera aakhir baraya, alhamdulillah, alhamdulillah. Yaad-e-khuda mein sabko bhulaya, alhamdam karun mein ae mere bari, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah, Allahu Allah. Jab saans loon to ho jaye jari, Allahu
al-Azim. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Nas'aluka mujibati rahmatik wa azaima maghfiratik wal ghanimata min kulli bir wa salamata min kulli ithm. Allahumma la tada'lana dhanban illa ghafartah wa la hamman illa farrajtah. الله تعالى على خير خلقه محمد وعلى آله وأصحابه أجمعين برحمتك يا أرحم الراحمين.
Bodies of those who have become shaheed, looking for Hazrat Hanzala, they couldn't find Hazrat Hanzala. Where is he? His body cannot be found. Then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saw a cloud coming down with the malaika. They lifted him up and they were giving him ghusl. That's why it's famously known as ghasil malaika, the one who was given ghusl by the spear guide also. You must have your sheikh to guide you also. And you must have ta'alluq with your sheikh also to guide you. Otherwise, if the quality of love has been developed in you, or you got it, but you can't direct it, it will go in the wrong direction. And where it will land you up. Sometimes even your GPS, what roads it takes you through. Come to the house of Allah, but we can't build that connection with Allah Ta'ala. May Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala in His kindness bless us with this reality. Nahi aapka jo hamara nahi hai. And jo who is not yours, O Allah, He is not ours either. In other words, make your friends, choose your friends also carefully. As Maulana Harun Abbas.
So this is such a tazkiyah, this hidayat that Allah shows us, that a person can see it. That is what is tazkiyah. That a person sees the truth as truth. That is the first stage. The second stage is to be able to accept it. وَوَفِقْنَا الْإِتِّبَاء. To have tawfiq, that you follow it. But Huzur
sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
Hum saadi ko tez تلے ہمارے خشک آنکھوں کو خدایا جشن تر کر دے میرے اشکوں میں شامل خون دل خون جگر کر دے میرے اشکوں میں ہمارے وسوسوں کو درد دل درد جگر کر دے. جزاکم اللہ.
الحمد لله منشي الخلق من عدم هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته هو الحبيب الذي ترجى شفاعته لكل عبد خلق ولم يدانوه في علم ولا كرم فمبلغ العلم فيه أنه بشر وأن